This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moose, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Terry, what's going on, man? This audio is crisp. I'm loving it right now.
Thank you. I'm doing well. I've got some questions here. You are a jury member. As a juror,
yes,
you have a lot of responsibility. What is your criteria or like philosophy when it comes to casting your vote for the winner?
Right now, I'm really, really thinking about people that are competitors in the game. People that have tried to win powers of veto, tried to win HOHs, that have really been working hard to gain some sort of power. I think everyone that's left in the house is pretty good on the social side of things. So I'm not so worried about that aspect of people's games. Right now, I think it's going to be about not necessarily who's won the most competitions, but who has worked hard and won specific competitions with a lot of players in them, if they were harder, if they were easier. That's kind of where my criteria is sitting at right now.
Okay. So I want to run through the remaining players of in the game.
Let's do it.
And get your thoughts on like how they're playing and everything, right? So we'll start with Betty. How do you feel about Betty's game?
I think Betty needs to start playing the game. That's what Betty needs to start doing. She's definitely one of the people in the house that is not really on anyone's radar, so that's good for her game, and she's not a target for anybody, but she could easily be chopped off at any point in the game. So she needs to work on her alliance with Josh and Summer, and hopefully that'll get her part of the game.
How likely do you think you'd be to vote for Betty in the end?
Not likely at all. Unless Betty wins two HOHs back to back and shuts my mouth, then there's not really a chance that I'm swinging a vote for Betty.
All right. What about Gino?
I love Gino's game. I think he's been doing an incredible job. I think he's won two massive HOHs and knocked out two pretty important players in the game. Backstabbed Kyle essentially and put me on the block and got rid of me too. So he's done well when he's needed to, and he's a strong, fierce competitor. I really like Gino's game right now.
How likely do you think you'd be to vote for Gino in the end?
I would definitely vote for Gino in the end. Sitting at where he's at right now with what he's done so far, I would vote for him.
All right. What about Helena?
Helena. Oh, I'm so sad that Helena didn't use the POV on me last week when I was there. But honestly, I think that she's done a great job socially. I think she might be aligned with Kevin and Marty, but gave me doubts before she left. So has she been really floating, or has she just been so deeply connected with people and nobody else knows? I really have to find that out from other people. So if she really is as socially deep as I think, then I probably might vote for her because she has a power of veto now and she might be a floater, but at the same time, maybe she could just know people really well and we didn't really think that. So I think Helena's game is all right, but she could be on the chopping block soon.
What about Jace?
Jace is obviously in the showmance with Gino, but I think she's such a strong competitor. My prediction is that she won HOH this week and showed to everybody that it's not just the Gino show and Jace can win too. So I think that that's what happened this week. Maybe not, but I think Jace is also set up nicely because Gino is the bigger target out of the both of them. Even if they're both on the block, it's probably not her that's going home. And she's got decent enough relationships with other people in the house to then remove a target from her completely and get out a couple of other floaters before Jace goes on the block. So if she were to be in the final two right now, I'd probably consider giving her a vote.
All right. What about Josh?
Josh. Oh, Josh. Still feel a little salty about my guy. And let's be real, although he's been a very good competitor, he's come in second place in a lot of competitions. He still hasn't won one. And he's been disloyal to two people now in the game that were very loyal to him. So the social aspect of his game is pretty crumbled for me. And knowing that he's just willing to do whatever he wants for himself, he said things about people that he's aligned with that also are bad while I was in the house. So I just don't know where Josh's head is at. And he really thinks about himself. So if you were sitting at the end, I probably wouldn't vote for him. And I think he's one of the biggest targets left in the house.
All right. What about Kevin?
I think Kevin is killing. He's super underrated. He's been a question mark from the beginning of the season. He's played that oddball character to a T, but he's really, really calculated at the end of the day. He's got Marty in his corner, a strong, strong physical competitor. And he has Summer in his corner, one of the strongest social players in the game. Kevin has just, and Kevin finally won a POV, so he's got that around his neck, and he used it to save Josh, another person that owes him a little bit of safety. I think he's been super calculated throughout this whole thing, and he's a lovely person as well. I think Kevin is somebody that would definitely get my vote if he ended up in the final two right now.
All right, how about Marty?
Marty, absolute G. He knows what it takes to win. He understands Big Brother. He's a super fan. So I think he's been doing everything in a very, very good way. In both of his HOHs, he knocked out two strong competitors in Jay and Herman. So when he takes his shots, he doesn't miss either. And he knows that he's the biggest target in the house right now. And I think that mentality will also push him over the edge when he needs to come in clutch, because that's what Marty does. I love the way he's been competing. I think he's been loyal to the people that he's been loyal to. He's made one backstabbing move to Herman, but other than that, it's been a pretty clean game. So Marty is somebody I think is going to win and will get my vote if he's sitting in that chair.
All right. How about Summer?
Summer. Again, Summer's got that strong social game. She's just been doing an incredible job of keeping people really close to her chest. She's in the know before anyone else is in the know. She's like Big Brother paparazzi. She's got the ins and outs before people even know it's out. So I think Summer's done a really good job socially. However, not winning a single comp up until this point, giving up a tiebreaker just to be a have last week really says a lot to me about the type of game you're playing. And I'm not in love with the idea of not trying to win in order to play on your own social, on your own social status. So I wouldn't really vote for Summer if she ended up in that final two, but I think she's got, I think she's one of the better players left in the Big Brother house.
All right. Who would you say is most likely to receive your jury vote and who's least likely?
The person that's most likely to receive my jury vote is Marty. I respect his game. I think he's done a great job and he has been a worker through and through from the beginning. He's working out every day in the house. He's a hustler. So I definitely would give Marty my vote 1000%. He's most likely. The least likely to get my vote is Josh. He was disloyal. He hasn't won a single competition yet. And he's somebody that really was only relying on himself and not anybody else. And that's pretty, I'm still pretty mad about it. So Josh isn't going to get my vote, least likely.
How will your relationships in the game impact your jury vote?
It won't impact them entirely. Honestly, I'm going to be basing the rest of my decision-making off of information I get from other people. I know what my relationships were, and other people might be able to come to me and say, hey, that person you thought you were really close with actually was talking shit about you the whole, or, you know, talking smack about you the whole time. So who knows? I don't know what people really were doing behind my back. So I'm really going to be interested to know what the information is from other people that are going to be jury members about what people who I was close with thought about me behind closed doors.
All right. How about your game? What do you think your biggest mistake in the game was?
You know what? Taryn, I try not to think about mistakes and regrets. Honestly, I'm not regretful, man. I did everything that I think I needed to do. The only little regret that I have is not keeping Herman last week. I think it would have been beneficial for my individual game as well as the rest of my game to have him. He would have been the pawn instead of me because Gino would have used that to his advantage, as that's what Herman offered in his final pitch. And I think it would have benefited me and kept me there for another week. But at the end of the day, I made that decision based off of the fact that I knew where the house was going. It would have essentially thrown my game to die on that hill. And I didn't really want to do that at that time. But looking back on it now, probably something I would have changed. And I would have fought a little bit harder for him to stay.
All right. What was your long-term plan in the game? Like who, what group of people would you have tried to bring to the end?
My long-term plan from the start was honestly to rock with Tanisha and Summer. There were two people that I was close with right at the beginning. And after Herman won that HOH, I saw him as a part of that group in my eyes, as people that I really wanted to be with all the way through until finale. But as soon as T was put up next to me, I knew that the cracks were starting and I needed to worry about my other relationships a little bit more. I know that Summer wouldn't have been the most close to me, and Herman and Josh were two of the people that I had to look forward as my guys for the rest of the game. But from the start, it was kind of Summer and T, and Herman was mixed in there. And I really wanted a close group of people. That was my strategy, but it kind of all broke up in week three, as you know, and I had to kind of pick up some pieces as time went on.
Yeah. Tell me about your relationship with Kyle.
Yeah. Well, honestly, you know, Kyle and I did know each other before we entered the house. Not that well, but after he blew up his game in week three, it was burnt bridges. And honestly, he didn't do a great job at running that HOH week. I was so honest and so real with him. And then he tried to use all that information against me. And I told him in the members lounge, this is going to be the worst decision for your game. And sure enough, I was right. I said the same thing to Jess. And sure enough, I was right. They both walked out of the door immediately after. And that's what happened when I laid the moose curse to the rest of the people in the house.
The moose curse. Would you have been loyal to Kyle if he hadn't turned on you?
I would have. I really would have. I because I was being so honest with him about my doubts with Herman and T. And I really wanted him to know that, because I had so much faith in our relationship that I could tell him anything. That's really, really what I wanted. And even if he used that information against me, I wouldn't have known if he didn't put me up. But as soon as he put me up, he burnt that bridge. There was a lot of lies that he spewed as well that weren't true about me. And I dismantled all of them and showed him that that's not what he should have done in the first place. So I definitely would have worked with him if he didn't put me up. And him and I could have probably worked both sides of the house and just inevitably gone really, really far. But he wanted to make a big move, be a big player. And inevitably that led to a big exit.
Who would you have wanted to sit next to in the final two?
I would have liked to sit next to Marty, T, or Herman. It's really tough for me to make that decision right now, but I would have liked to sit there next to Marty. I think that he's a strong competitor. He's somebody that's won a lot, and I would love to be sitting there next to a really strong competitor and make the jury house think about who they want to vote for. Obviously, for T and Herman, they're two people that I loved and I cared about in the house a lot. And I would love to be sitting there next to a friend, somebody that we wanted to rock with for the end of the game. So that would be that aspect would be amazing, to sit next to somebody that you cared about in the house. But I also wouldn't mind sitting next to the strongest competitor in the game either.
All right. Last question. What was your favorite moment in the game?
Oh, man, I had a few, but that number one that ranks for me is always going to be Bee's Knees 2.0, when I took myself off the block and I let Kyle know that you don't come for me unless you're ready to really make the kill. And that's what I let him know. It was a really, really fun competition. There was a puzzle. There was a little, you know, maze aspect at the end. And I think it was just one of the most fun competitions to participate in so far this year. And I won it. So probably my favorite moment.
All right. Thank you so much, Moose.
Thanks, Taryn. Appreciate you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.